USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are expected to travel this week for Thanksgiving. That's despite the CDC urging everyone to stay home and limit gatherings to their households. The TSA saying they've screened more than 2 million people at the nation's airports on Friday and Saturday. Todd Ellerin is an infectious disease expert. He says all this traveling is
very concerning, and you know how we've done after holidays in the past, whether it was Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. We've had surges after all these holidays.
The General Services Administration has informed Joe Biden that the Trump administration is ready to begin the formal transition process, according to a letter from Administrator Emily Murphy sent on Monday. The news comes as Michigan certifies their votes on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
After having some of the most stringent lockdowns in one state, some of the residents are finally fed up.
Crowds gathered in front of Huntington Beach Pier Saturday night to protest the first night of a nearly statewide nighttime curfew imposed by Democrat Governor Newsom. The curfew affects all Southern California counties, but protesters in Orange County were sending a message to the governor.
Patriots are united, and we're going to stand, and we're going to fight. We're all right. We are Americans, and they will never take our rights away.
ABC 7 in Los Angeles reported the people gathered at the 10 p.m. curfew time Saturday along Pacific Coast Highway at Main Street. Huntington Beach Police Lieutenant Ryan Riley said the group was law-abiding for the most part. One person was arrested for public intoxication. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia is denying a meeting between their prime minister and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend, saying the meeting never took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we prepare for Thanksgiving this week, Nicole McLaughlin is a registered dietitian at the University of Louisville. She says it's okay to celebrate with all the traditional fixings, just don't overdo it.
Make sure that you're celebrating Thanksgiving one time. So be careful what you bring home with you as far as leftovers. Don't pack enough to feed you for the week.
McLaughlin speaking there on Louisville's CBS affiliate, WLKY. Many law enforcement officials in California will not enforce the new COVID curfew.
Several California sheriffs are telling Governor Gavin Newsom they will not enforce the state's new curfew rules. The governor unveiled new restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that ban non-essential activity between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in counties that contain 94% of the state's population. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says, quote, "We're not going to make criminals of normally law-abiding citizens." She argues that police have higher priorities, including taking guns away from gang members and saving children from internet predators. She says there's little data showing that activities between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. play a significant role in spreading the virus. Other officers in the state echo Mims' position and will encourage compliance and boost education efforts about the dangers of the virus's spread without arresting people. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.